Hello, Power Achievers. I'm Goal Achievement Strategist and Business Coach Pat Council. Question: can toxins slow your thinking or cause brain fog? Well, the simple answer is yes. When it comes to goal achievement, focus and mental sharpness is an absolute must. On Designing Your Life Today, find out a simple way to start detoxing your mind and your body. Okay, let's find out. At some point, you're either rebuilding, transitioning, or figuring out how to level up in life. No matter where you are in life, success begins in the present moment. It's all about developing you and designing your life today. The exciting news is you can start where you are and you can win bigger than ever by deciding to build your ultimate dream life and fund your dream life by building your dream business. Welcome to Designing Your Life Today, the podcast that brings you the truth about what it takes to achieve. We discuss both the science and art behind becoming successful at achieving your life and business goals. I'm your host, goal achievement strategist, author, and business coach, Pat Council. This is the podcast where you get strategies, you'll get some education, you'll get ideas, and most importantly, you'll get inspired to get results. It's time to open your mind and get ready to release the power of your magnificent mindset. This is how we do life with power. Welcome to Tone It Up Tuesday on Designing Your Life Today. I'm goal achievement strategist and business coach, Pat Council. Now, today we're going to talk about detoxing for mental clarity. You know, being able to have that mental clarity when it comes to setting your goals, when it comes to dealing with challenges that you may encounter in life, making decisions, mental clarity is a big deal. Sometimes we get tired and give up on our goals, or we lose focus, or we just decide that, you know what, this is too hard. And it may not be as hard as you think, because I'm of the belief that if you have a goal, if there's something that you are really excited about achieving, if this is really one of your goals that you set based on your strong desire, I'm of the belief that you have what it takes to achieve it. You just have to do what it takes to manifest it, to make it real. Now, today, I'm going to talk about a simple method that could help you think clearer and which would help you succeed, right? Now, each time I share on Tone It Up Tuesday, I am sharing my own experiences because I am not a doctor. I am not a licensed nutritionist. Well, I'm not a nutritionist of any kind. And I have to say that, my disclaimer. So, you know, you want to make sure that you check with your doctor before you try anything that I suggest. Okay, there, I've put it out there for you guys. However, I do love sharing things that I've tried, and these things have worked for me and are working for me. So one of my latest little ventures that I've started to try is celery juice. Now, I know if you're frowning, say, oh my gosh, it's so nasty. Well, you know what? It tastes pretty good to me, but when you mix a couple of things in it, and I'll share the super simple way that I prepare my celery juice. But what I want to do today is I want to talk to you or give you kind of four ways that celery juice can actually help you. And that's based on what it's done for me. And it's just amazing how something so simple. We go to the doctor, we pay tons of money for pills, we buy into the doctor. And don't get me wrong, it does not mean that doctors don't know what they're talking about. I mean, they went to medical school, they're licensed, hopefully they got a good enough grade, okay, high score. But at the end of the day, it is your body. And this is kind of my conclusion for me. At the end of the day, it's my body. sometimes people, there's stories of people who take different medicines or try different things that perhaps worked for someone else and it didn't work for them. Or they take these medicines that have been prescribed and only to find out, oh my goodness, you know, it's causing something else to go wrong in my body. So I like sharing some of these kind of natural remedies or natural, this natural way of eating that, that's worked for me or that, and is working for me. So as I said, my latest venture is, celery juice. Now I decided to start drinking the celery juice because I read that, you know what, it can get some of the toxins out of your body. When you have a lot of toxins in your body, there's no way you can carry lots of toxins in your body and not have it affect your brain, not have it affect other parts of your health. So when your health is affected, to include your brain, well, it's kind of hard for you to have mental clarity because you're so busy worried about your body. You're so busy worried about what's going on with your health. So I decided that, okay, I'm going to, you know, make sure that I detox, you know, for a while every so often. And I have not really put it to my calendar. In other words, which is why I can't tell you, okay, I've decided I'm going to detox every 3 months or once a month. I have not put that on the calendar yet, but it's going to make it there because I detox every now and then. It's just something that I do whenever it hits me. So I think I should perhaps make it a part of my, my regimen, my lifestyle regimen, my routine. And so with that being said, I decided to do the celery cleansing to see, I wasn't doing it just to see what it could do. I actually believed the things that I read. I was believing it. And I said, you know what? I'm going to try this because I like the way this sounds. And what's the worst that could happen? It's celery. And of course, if you're not allergic to it, is anybody allergic to celery? I've never met anybody who's allergic to celery. But anything's possible, right? So, but I'm not allergic to celery. So I thought, you know what? You're not allergic to it. Let's just go ahead and give it a shot and see how it makes you feel. See what it does. Now, I'm going to share, as I said, some of the things that celery juice can do and what made me really decide to start drinking it. And I guess I'll tell you that now. In a nutshell, what made me decide to start drinking the celery juice is, you know, I love my brain. I love my mind. I love the idea that there's no brain fog, that everything is clear and I can think better. And so I like doing everything I can possibly do to make that happen. So celery juice is just one of the ways of detoxing. And I can't say that the claims for celery juice is that, oh, it's going to give you mental clarity, but because of the things that it's going to do for your body, you can't help but get some kind of mental clarity. And honestly speaking, I feel like I have more mental clarity as a result of drinking celery juice. So let's get to it. The first thing, you know, when I was reading up on this before I decided to do it, I read that celery juice is a natural anti-inflammatory. So it reduces any kind of chronic joint pain, rheumatoid arthritis, which I don't have any of that. But I said, wow, it does sound good, you know, as far as what it can do for the body. If it can reduce joint pain and arthritis, this is an amazing juice. So not only does it soothe the body, but it also soothes the nerves. And with the calming and relaxing properties that exist within or in celery. So if I thought, again, if this thing is going to soothe my nerves or calm me, because I'm not a really nervous person, but let's face it, you know, I think people get stressed out at least a few times a week. Okay. And I know with all the things that I have going on, sometimes it's self-inflicted stress. Okay. I think all stress is self-inflicted. I'm just saying. But my self-inflicted stress, I think, you know what? There has to be something I can do to make sure that this self-inflicted stress is not affecting how I think, how I perform when it comes to working on my goals and when it comes to sharing information and making connection with others. So I look at all of that. So it soothes the body. And so as a result, it soothes my nerves. So I calm down. And if you don't know or haven't heard, when you're calm, you think a whole lot clearer. You can come up with a lot of answers. You have more creativity going on in your brain. So that's kind of the first thing, is that, you know, it reduces, the celery juice is a natural anti-inflammatory, and it does soothe the nerves in the body. And so that's one of the most exciting things about it. Okay. Now, the other thing is that it lowers your blood pressure. Once again, I don't have high blood pressure, and I'm grateful for that. You know, I do my best to take care of my body and watch what I eat, which, oh, I got to confess, I had a cookie. I had a cookie last Thursday. I met with a friend of mine, and so we were going to split a cookie, but the cookies were buy one, get one free. So she got a whole cookie. I got a cookie. Okay, there it is. I got it off my chest, you guys. Okay, I ate a cookie, and I got to confess, that cookie was good. So let's get back to celery juice. That might be another reason why drinking the celery juice comes in handy. But of course, it's rare that I do that. So let's get back on track here. So it lowers your blood pressure. And, you know, the research, based on what I've read, it shows that celery juice helps lower your blood pressure. It acts as a smooth muscle relaxant. There's that word again. It relaxes you. So if it's going to relax your muscles, then you're going to be able to think better. You're going to be able to perform better. You're not going to be, once again, so stressed out. Not to mention the fact that people that do suffer from high blood pressure will tell you that periodically they get, you know, headaches. So celery juice is amazing. So it also improves the flow of calcium and potassium throughout your cells, allowing your blood vessels to expand and contract with greater ease. So when this happens, you're not in a lot of pain because your blood vessels are now expanding and contracting a lot easier. So this celery juice is pretty good. Now, I have to admit, since I've been drinking the celery juice, I do feel better. Okay. And when I say better, I mean, I feel like my body is cleaner. Okay, if that makes sense. I have more energy. There it is. That's what I'm looking for. Have more energy. And I don't get, you know, around 3 o'clock when most people feel a little drowsy or a little tired, their energy level goes down. I can honestly say that mine drops a little bit, but not enough to the point where I just don't want to do anything, or I have to go and get a snack or a sugary type snack that will give me that boost that I need. So, and I'm not thinking about getting that sugary type snack. So I'm a fan of this whole celery juice thing. The other thing is celery juice. It aids the liver. The liver is designed to flush out all the toxins and things that are in your body, things that don't belong in there. The liver just cleans everything up for you. However, I think the liver could stand a little help every now and then. And once again, not a doctor. That's a personal opinion. And I say that based, again, on how I feel. I think when we have our liver is kind of gone into overtime, or we're overworking our liver, I believe we get tired. Okay, so studies show that celery helps to reduce the fat buildup in the liver, which this could also make you tired. The nutrients in celery, it protects the liver, and it actually helps the liver produce enzymes that help flush out fat and toxins. So the liver gets a little bit of help, and so your body is not going into overtime trying to work things out and get rid of foods that don't belong, or toxins that are in your body that don't belong, based on the free radicals that float around in the air and based on how we eat. So, again, super fan of the celery juice. Now, here's the last thing I want to say about celery juice, is this is what sold me on drinking celery juice. That it is highly nutritious. It has lots of essential minerals and vitamins, such as folate, potassium, vitamin B6. I'm a super fan of the vitamin Bs. Okay, if you guys don't know the effects that the different vitamin Bs, the B12, B6, if you don't know all of the the benefits that these vitamins bring to your body. Oh, take some time and do some research on it and read up on it. You will become a super fan. And if you're not taking a vitamin B complex, you probably will start to take a vitamin B complex. So, keep that in mind. It also has vitamin K and vitamin C. So the beautiful part about that, hey, it helps your skin. And it's going to help, it's been known to help clear up skin conditions like psoriasis and acne. And I have to say, you know, I don't have a problem with psoriasis or any of those things. Every now and then I might get a pimple. And I'm looking forward to my celery juice protecting me from the one little pimple that pops up right there on my rosy cheek and on my face. And nowadays you have to say face. That the cheek you're talking about is one of your face. Let's move on. So anyway, the point is that the celery protects the skin from the inside also, which is really great. And so if you guys haven't tried it, I forewarn you that it is not a super sweet. Okay, it's not sweet at all. It's not a sweet drink, but it is a drink that's good for your body. And honestly speaking, since I've been drinking it, I feel better. My energy is up and I can actually, and I'm okay with drinking it. I look forward to drinking it now. Now, the simple recipe that I use is just celery. If you have a juicer, just put your celery in the juicer and you can just get the juice because it takes the pulp out. The juicer takes the pulp away and discards anything else other than the juice. And but mix juice with one lime. Okay, so that's what that's my simple recipe. And it's good. Okay, the lime actually makes it taste better. But you know, there are different ways and there are lots of different recipes out there, especially if you go onto the internet, you'll see different recipes that you can use. There's one, and I've tried this one, and it actually tastes good also. It's the celery, one lime, and a cucumber. So it's really good. There's one celery, lime, an apple, and a cucumber, English cucumber. And so, you guys, there are different ways that you can get that celery juice in your body. The beautiful part about using, and when I say a green apple, I should specify. When you do the celery, the green apple, the cucumber, and the lime, then it's even sweeter. Okay. Now, I just do celery and lime. Why? I'm super busy. I don't want to take the time to cut all that stuff up. Yeah, I know. But anyway, and I'm also kind of training myself not to have to have something that's so sweet. And with the lime and just the celery, I can assure you it's not sweet, but the lime does tone the taste down a bit. And so that's why I don't put the apple in mine. And I've only tried it with the only extra ingredient I've tried it with is the cucumber. So you guys can make it, you know, go on. As I said, you can kind of go on the internet and see and choose the recipe that works for you. If you are like me and trying to make sure you fall out of love with sugar, then perhaps you want to stay away from putting this sweet apple in it. Because green apples, they're good. Not as sugary, but they're sweet too. So anyway, I think that's all I have for you guys. I wanted to talk about that. You can actually use this celery juice to really start to kind of cleanse your body. Of course, there are many other cleansers, detox agents that you can use to cleanse your body. But right now, we're talking about celery juice and what it can do. And I can tell you the energy is, my energy's up, my energy's high. I sleep better. I wake up earlier. I can't say I get up earlier, though. Sometimes I just lay there and I'm thinking. I have my thoughts and that I ponder. Anyway, the point is that give it a shot and see how it works. Because this is a simple way. If you're really busy, this is a simple way for you to detox your body. One thing I want to say, I always have to give you guys some kind of caveat or some kind of beware. Listen, it doesn't replace a smoothie. It's not a meal replacement of any kind. It's just celery juice that you drink so that you can, you know, get some of the toxins out of your body. That's all it is, you guys. And of course, the best way to do that is to drink it first thing in the morning before you eat any food, you put anything else on your stomach, drink that. And then, of course, you can drink your water behind it. And hey, have fun with that. Listen, that's all I have for you guys today on Designing Your Life Today. So get yourself some celery juice, and I encourage you to make it from scratch, okay? Because the stuff that's in the bottle, I'm not a fan of that. I'm just saying, unless they made it fresh every single day. But anyway, that's it for real. You guys enjoy this Tone It Up Tuesday and do life with power.